them kids, you're dead too?
That's true.
And if three people see things the first time, they'll log out in the prison of Nazareth, Ibrahim, I'm going to call one this day. The second time, or one of the times, they'll log out in the prison of Nazareth, Ibrahim, I'm going to send the most under I'm going to call something that happened to me. I called over there to your brothers and told you, brother, I was with Sister Sam, I'm in so-called, Sister Sam, I'm in so-called. Who was I with when I called over to your house one time over there?
With that Sister Anthem, I'm so-called, that wasn't Sandra at the time. Was it?
That was a long time ago, and I called and told you about some writing on my body and on
oh, yes,
body.
Sir. Sister Anthem, I'm Versi?
No, sir, brother. Sister Anthem, I'm who am I talking about? Sister Anthem, I'm so-called, down and living around the corner over from Sister Anthem. Sister Anthem, I'm so-called, Johanna, Judge, Johanna, when they lived around the corner over there, and they lived up there in that apartment there, in the grandmother home.
So-called Charlotte.
So-called Charlotte Russell, where I had the brother Anthem, I'm so-called. You know what I'm talking about now, sir?
Oh, yes, sir.
Sister Anthem, I'm so-called Charlotte Russell.
Yes, sir.
When we called over there and I told you, look, brother, you know, there's some figures and writing on my body, and she told you, yes, there is some figures and writing on my body, but you never got to see it.
Oh, no, I never got
but
to see it.
But you know why all this, so you could question these sisters here on the phone. Sister Anthem, I'm so-called Lorraine. Sister Anthem, I'm so-called Donna. Explain to him what happens on my body at certain times.
I like I'm the person of my swastika, Fire Muhammad, and Messenger Muhammad, Elijah Muhammad, on your thighs, sir, and on your back, there's a manifestation of writings that comes up. It comes and it goes. It appears and it disappears.
And have you experienced that too, Sister Anthem, I'm the so-called Lorraine?
Yes, sir, I have experienced it. I have also experienced writings being on your head, sir.
That's right, and on the body. Do you know why I'm not the person of my swastika, I'm going to cause that to happen? So that they will know when the time is right. It's going to appear written on my thigh. It's going to literally appear. My hair is going to shape into nimbus. And under my skin, they will see nimbus and figures. And it will say, Lord of Lords, God of Gods, King of Kings.
Yes,
brother Anthem, I'm so-called Jabari, has to think. So you can quiz the sisters and the brother Anthem, I'm so-called Jabari, and the people who have seen it, and my so-called mother has unseen it now, too. And you can quiz them now, and they'll quiz them to try to find out if they are faking what they said. And you're going to only find out that they are not lying.
Oh, yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? But you say, well, why couldn't I see that? Because you were too busy on the non-priority level. Too busy passing by in a car with a homosexual on your side dressed like a woman talking about this as a woman. Because you thought that a log out in the prison of Nazareth is messing with us on the ground, caused you to think that you seen something that was incorrect in me.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
The same thing that the sisters here went through, too, for a particular moment, a flash of a second.
Oh, yes, sir.
But then they woke up to the reality of God in the prison. Sister Anthem, I mean, all these people here have been counted, done seen, and dealt with UFOs and everything else. You had your priorities crossed up.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Thank you.
When we went over to Berkeley, California, and I'm just talking about seeing the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and that's about the people I'm having. We go up and down the street, and Sister Anthem, I'm a so-called Moose, we're Walter White here, and you couldn't find him. And we said, well, where did that is? And we stopped at the store and used the phone call, and then when we was making a phone call, this person come down the street, a female, come down the street talking loud, saying something, came up and was speaking to us, and different things, and two people, you don't remember that old dressy-looking trappy lady that came up and spoke to us when I was over there at the store, huh?
No, I don't remember.
You don't remember that. Your mind is wrapped in sin because your priority is messed up. And I told you, when we left, that was Master Water Chief Elijah Muhammad, and the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad came and spoke with you. I said, well, I don't know how to get to that address, but he spoke with you and everything else, and you still didn't make it.
We were going to Richmond.
Huh?
We were going to Richmond.
No, we were going from Richmond. That's when you first came over there with Brother Anthony Muhammad, so-called Mr. Weir, and you wanted to see over in Berkeley where I told you this person that's like a female is the messenger.
Right.
And we rode over there to see her.
Right, and you did not allow to see her.
And did not allow you to see her, but you see her because there was a lady when we were there, and we went into the store to get something. There was a lady come down that was talking all loud in the street and saying different things like this, and dressed like it was a homeless and different things. You don't forgot that lady? Yeah, you forgot that lady. But that was Master Water Chief Elijah Muhammad and the messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And you want to know, you first was talking to him, and then I started talking to him. But you see, that's why a mind is a wonderful thing to have. Just like when I told you that person was walking down the street over there on that street on Cuddy's or whatever that street was, walking down over there by the fire department, you know, down for 36th Street, Sister Anthem, I'm so called down in Sister Anthem, so called Lorraine.
We're
walking down there where they had the little point up there where the old fire department where they trained at.
Yes, sir.
And I told that brother we passed by, I told him about this person that was walking down the street there, and I said that this person is that person. So we went to the house, and then he told me, excuse me, brother, it's time for me to go. And he went around the corner and drove around the corner and went up there and talked to that particular person, then came back and said, yeah, brother, he thought the brother told me, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, sir.
So the brother, that's the thing that Allah got in the presence of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, caused to happen to the brother to weaken his spirit and leave him and go somewhere else because you got a more important thing to do.
Yes, sir.
I was trying to carry Sister Anthony Mama, so-called Melina, over to visit him when he was working in the detox center house. I'm just bringing it on, and was trying to talk to him out in the back. He don't remember Sister Anthony Mama, so-called Melina, but he remember that sister that came in and got him to bring him out when we was parked over there in the back of the place over there, sir, when you was at the detox center place in Oakland.
Oh, yes, sir.
In West Oakland.
Yes, sir.
When I brought them sisters over there to the back.
I remember.
And they were saying, look, what I'm saying, that they were working construction work and all this, too.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, that Sister Anthony Mama, so-called Melina, was one of them particular ones, who is a lady that has the power to heal with her hands and her legs and different things. And see, all this year, she done well, grew up to be, but she was only about 12 then or 13 yeah. then.
Hold on just a second, Brother Anthony Mama.
Yes, sir.
Okay, hold on.
I put these things out here, Sister Anthony Mama, so-called Melina, Sister Anthony Mama, so-called Melina, so that you'd be up on the vehicle.
Yes, sir.
See, he lost that particular job there because he was caught fornicating with the sister or a lady down in the basement.
Yes, sir.
When it told him that ain't what it was about.
Yes, sir.
You understand? He was employed by that job by Dr. Slaughter from inside the Hidden University.
Yes, sir.
It was a detox center place. It was
Slaughter. Yes, sir. The name, Dr. Slaughter.
Huh? Yes, sir.
Dr. Slaughter.
Yeah, Dr. Slaughter was the one that helped him get the job at the detox center place.
That's right. That's right.
When he lost the job without fornicating down that underneath downstairs or something with one of the patients there, then that was another thing. I am talking about truth. Anything dead in darkness should surely be brought to the light.
Oh, yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, sir.
So long, praise the truth, God, the person of my for my mother's for the message of the Son of my mother is almost getting time for me to get ready to go back to the singles.
Oh, yes, thank you, sir.
He didn't say nothing about here for me to go back, but you got to keep your appointment up here.
Oh, yes, sir.
And you're not going to stay at the motel room. You're going to stay there at the place, but you will not sleep in the presence of a female.
Yes, sir.
And I mean, you know, but you're not going to be laying up in no bed with no feet.
Oh, yes, sir, I understand.
And they are going to quiz you, and there will probably be a sister there named Sister Anthony, her mama, so-called the way the cookie crumbles.
Yes.
And she is a very secretarial-style person of writing and typing and things, but you got to talk to everybody as a whole. You got to feel your way there, and the Sister Anthony, mama, so-called the way, and the Sister Anthony, mama, so-called down on my eyes will be sitting there watching you, and they have a lot of questions to ask you, too.
Oh,
and
yes.
You want to give them the whole autobiography of what you know about Master J.
Okay, yes, sir.
Everything, just be for real. Make them ask you questions.
Yes, sir.
Make them ask you everything. Well, why do we got to do it this way? Say, do you wonder why you got to be separated and be taught in this particular mannerism and what the works is going on now and the compiling of the knowledge? Did you know this here and that there? And then explain to them some of the things that I did. I'm ashamed of myself for some of the things that I didn't understand in a state like y'all and mistook it of Master James.
Oh, yes,
I know now behind a shadow of doubt, Master J is who he is, and that's what it says, and all the messages, teachings, all the teachings of all the prophets have prepared us for the day to receive Master J.
Yes, sir.
That's what all the most honorable Elijah Muhammad say, I come and I write this knowledge in hope that the one that do come will make it a lot more plainer than what it is.
Yes, sir.
The most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and Master Bala Jesus Ra Muhammad, and Marcus Garvey, and Noah Drew Ali, and all Muhammad the 1400 years ago, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and so called Jesus, and all the rest of them work was just to be able to manifest in this day and time who will be the remote control unit that the Supreme Being used to speak to so the people, and so that he must make known to the people so that when he speaks, they will be able to understand him and who he is.
That's right.
That's what the whole work is about.
Yes, sir.
So that they would know who that person is when he comes.
That's right.
Because he would know how to put it all together. For the righteous people, no matter what race, creed, or God, he would lead you unto all truth. But it would be Allah God in the presence of Master Bala Jesus Ram Muhammad, and that's the most honorable Elijah Muhammad through him.
Yes, sir.
So all praise is due to Allah God in the presence of Master Bala Jesus Ram Muhammad.
One likened to the Son of Man. Yes, sir.
That's right, brother. You know, but why did he say, why is he one likened to the Son of Man when it says the one likened to the Son of Man is also the one that says, come up hither to take the book? Because he's considered likened to one.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I hear it, my
it's
brother.
It's time for me to go back. You heard him say?
You're right on time. It's right on time.
Okay.
It's clicking and everything.
Keep your thing and you be in a respectful mannerism at all times.
Yes, sir.
And ask people to question you.
Yes, sir.
Carry yourself in a civilized manner around the system.
Yes, sir. Sir John Lahu.
Sir John Lahu, and assalamu alaikum to the degree of the Creator's Master Plan of the Year of our Lord of Hosts.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Okay, yes, sir.
And therefore, he can listen that way.
Okay, yes, sir.
Not right now.
Okay, yes, sir. So, do you want me to call Esther so-called Donna upstairs? She's still downstairs, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yes, sir. Just a minute, sir. Help!
Tell that so-called Donna to come upstairs.
All right, sister.
Okay. She's coming, sir.
Okay, well, I'm going to open it in the name of the God who came to the presence of Allah, the Chief of Allah, from the name of the greatest apostle, most honored of Muhammad, and the most honored names of Muhammad, the Tawfah, the Uwe, and Asa, Mama, to the decree of the greatest master plan of the year of our Lord, the postmaster, Allah, the Chief of Allah, Muhammad, the most honored of Muhammad, the most. In the second month, 1994.
Tadallahu and Walaikum Salaam to the degree of the Creator's Master Plan of the Year of Our Lord and Host of February the 13th, 1994.
Tadallahu, sir.
Tadallahu. Okay, as far as yesterday went, the only one that came was, okay, of course, the brother. And I went and I picked up so-called Landa and Imelda. And I went to so-called Paulette's house and picked her up and would have an answer so-called Cookie. And so-called Leslie had brought all the other little so-called nieces and nephews.
Yes, ma'am.
And dropped them off on her and told her that they were going to come, and so that I wasn't supposed to be taking her back home. They would be here to take her home.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
They didn't come.
Oh, you know, they just went out.
Yes, sir.
Oh, we understand that.
Yes, sir.
So, I mean, when something like that transpired, that's when Allah got in the presence of the Master of the Muhammad and his Master of the Most Honorable Muhammad, want things made known to you.
Oh, yes, sir, but so-called Paulette says she loved it, she had a beautiful time, and she's looking forward to coming back again. She even enjoyed herself with the sisters, because at the time, sometimes I was saying, well, where's Paulette at? And she was off sitting down laughing and talking with the sister, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir, she said she enjoyed herself. Yes, sir.
Okay, yes, ma'am, but that's what I was asking, did she come? But what I was saying is like this here, is she allowed God in the presence of the Master of the Muhammad, anything dead and diamond should be brought to the light, right?
Yes, sir.
And when you rub shoulders with the funk, you're going to come funky. Isn't that true?
That's true. Yes,
so
sir.
So therefore, Allah God in the presence of the Master of the Chief of Allah, Muhammad, is blessed the most honorable Allah, Muhammad, most to make known to you about the association with Sister Anselm and so-called Cookie and our association.
Oh, yes, sir. That's even, you know, like so-called Paulette. You know how she always was. She's kind of, she's quiet in certain things. But you could tell that it's something she just don't want to feel like, you know, she's telling something on somebody or something, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Because she came out with it. She said, well, in the first place, the way that they came to the house with the children, she sort of knew. And she said, she started off saying, going out to do this or whatever. But then she just said, well, you know, Rain, like that, you know.
Yeah.
So, yes,
we understand that.
Yes, sir.
Because you guys remember. See, Allah God, the President of the Master of the Chief of the Master of the Master of the Master of the Master, I want you to make known, want to make known to you the absolute truth. See, you don't go out there and stand all off by yourself and think that you qualified to stand up.
Yes, sir.
You understand? That's why he say you stand together. You put security on top of security. That's why they think they're traveling twos, not in two. Not in one thinking they know what's happening and one who don't know what's happening.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, I got the person Master Wasti Far Muhammad, Master Masan Elijah Muhammad, have me to say right now, so-called Calvin came to the door. Anselm Muhammad, so-called Calvin, came to the door just now and was whispering and expressing with his hand crossed over his heart. He said, tell him I love him. I just wanted to put that in
there. Okay, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. But I'll pay the due to Allah God, the person Master Wasti Far Muhammad, the special message of the Masan Elijah Muhammad, because Allah God, the person Master Wasti Far Muhammad, the special message of the Masan Elijah Muhammad, Calvin along pretty darn good, I believe.
Oh, yes, sir.
You know, you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
See, can't nobody raise people's rights like without God in the presence of the Master of the Chief of Allah, Muhammad, the Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, especially through Master Day of this day and time.
Oh,
right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what I meant to tell you. He came to me this today when we were getting ready to go to the mosque, and he said, the brother woke me up.
Yes,
he
sir.
Woke me up at 5:30 this morning. He
said, get up. FOI. Yes, sir.
He said, he told me I'm FOI and I have to get up.
Yes, sir.
But yes, ma'am. But okay, I'll put it to the doctor and the best of others. How did Land take everything associated with the sisters and stuff?
She's beautiful, sir. When we left her, she said she understands why I don't really come that way that much because it's so far. And she said that she told us to tell you that she loves you and she hoped to see you soon and that she hoped to be back up here again soon to be with us. And we told let her know that we wanted her to get into the knowledge and everything. She said that she was ready to, and we told her we were going to send her something.
Yeah, well, you want to send her something, but you also want to try to get it so you can scoop her up or somebody pass through that way and be able to scoop her up and bring her this way to the temples.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And then, therefore, you would be able to see Allah God in the presence of the Master of the Chief of the Master of the Most Honorable Allah, bring about a change in the particular individual.
Oh, yes, sir.